Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar, just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Sotil combinant amb Cruyff. Cruyff a l'interior de l'àrea, retalla dels contraris. Cruyff, continua. Cruyff! Gol, 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 gol! Gol de Cruyff! En una genial jugada individual de l'astre holandès. Vegin com s'ha de fer de 3 jugadors.
The football world this week mourns for the man who some say did more to make the beautiful game beautiful than anyone else in history. Hendrik Johannes Cruyff, dead at the age of 68 after a five-month battle with lung cancer. This is the Bar None Tribute.
Bar None, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to a very special episode of Bar None, our tribute to the man, the turn, the legacy, Netherlands, Ajax and Barcelona legend, Johan Cruyff. I'm Audrey Raj, and in the studios with me, my faithful sidekick, Angeline Tay.
Hello. You know, Audrey, I think we can count ourselves lucky because we actually got to meet and speak with this footballing great, a man many feel is one of the greatest players of all time.
Exactly, Angie. When people talk about the best footballers of all time, they usually name Pelé, Diego Maradona, and this man right here, Johan Cruyff.
I had one poster in my bedroom, was Johan Cruyff.
Cruyff in his prime, especially in that World Cup, was right up there with the best of them.
He was a beautifully balanced player, though, wasn't he? He was slim, he was elegant, he was tall. He just had an incredible balance.
He was an absolute genius. He just played the game at his own pace, which I think at that level is fantastic.
The Johan Cruyff turn was... Now it's just a standard bit of football, isn't it? Everybody can do it properly.
There's only Cruyff that can do it that well.
Cruyff.
You just heard the whole crowd going.
It's just the moment when you just go, whoops. Incredible, fancy footwork at its best, and the Cruyff turn was invented.
A lot of people have tried to copy it, but nobody did it as well as Cruyff.
I didn't know it was a Johan Cruyff turn. I used to do the turns without the football. I would just sort of turn, and people were like, yeah, you've got the skills, Tom, now try and do it with the football, which I really failed with.
And that particular piece of skill, there's nobody ever been better.
It's as if someone's done a magic trick on him and he's looking at the space where Cruyff definitely was. You can see him just go, no, but what? No, he's dead, but he's gone that way, and I don't know how he's gone that way. Like the Vanishing Dutchman.
Cruyff began his career at his home club, Ajax Amsterdam, where his mom was a cleaner and persuaded the club to take her young son into their youth program. Little did they know that this little boy was going to change the club and the game of football forever.
He played more than 250 games for Ajax, scoring some 190 goals to transform the Dutch club into a force to be reckoned with in Europe. Ajax won 3 consecutive European Cups in the early 70s. That's the kind of game-changing football Cruyff brought to the scene.
Cruyff then moved to Barcelona on a world-record transfer fee. He amazingly led the Catalan club to the La Liga title in his first season there and was subsequently named European Footballer of the Year.
Johan Cruyff, the finest footballer in the world today, leads out the Spanish champions Barcelona to a mixed reception. Cruyff, the world's most expensive player, bought from Ajax, the Dutch club, by Barcelona for over £900,000. Cruyff. Not by that one here. And there were too many in the end. But again, Cruyff created the trouble. These defenders, if Cruyff gets too much of the ball, will grow ulcers. Really is so sharp. He looks so lethargic on occasions, but when he does spring into action, it's real action.
Johan Cruyff's international career was just as stellar, if not more. He made his official debut for the Netherlands in a Euro 68 qualifier against Hungary in 1966 and scored in that match. In fact, Holland has never lost a match in which Cruyff scored. In total, he scored 33 times in 48 appearances for his country.
Many, however, will never forget the 1974 World Cup because of Johan Cruyff. He led Holland to the finals, knocking out Argentina, East Germany and Brazil along the way. They lost to West Germany in the final, but Cruyff had already shown the world his genius with one sweeping move called the Cruyff Turn. Here's his first ever victim, former Sweden international Jan Olsen, speaking to the BBC.
I never forget it because it was fantastic. The ball came to the corner and I F after him, very close with him. And I think he kicked the ball with the left foot in. And I think I take the ball. I think that, I have the ball. But after that, where is the ball? I don't know. Because I think, what happened?
If you could go back in time and return to that famous moment, would you have just kicked him into the stand? Would you have fouled him? Would you have done something different?
No. I think, I have no chance.
You should have just kicked him, Jan.
No, I don't kick. I'm a very fair player.
Did people straight after the game say to you, oh my goodness, what happened there? Did they realise?
Yes, many people or my friends. And I laugh because I, what can I say? Because he was a world player and I do my best. I'm very proud because I meet Johan Cruyff and he do it with me. 20,000 people laugh about me and Johan Cruyff and it's fantastic. Congratulations to Johan Cruyff. He did one of the best turns I've ever in my football career.
I suppose, I know you like to laugh about it. You could say it was the best turn you've never seen.
Yes, I can say. I can tell my son or my grandson I laugh about this moment.
That move will possibly go down in history as the most famous football trick of all time. I don't think I can describe the trick in words, but go Google it and you'll definitely recognise it. It was one of the few tricks I learned as a child playing football. It's so tricky, it's so naughty.
Well, the BBC asked Cruyff to describe the Cruyff turn a few years ago, and the answer was just as you'd expect it from the Dutch legend.
Well, first of all, in my opinion, you play football with your head. You use your feet. So it's always the situation is what you see and then react what you can do. So it's always fooling the opponent, which means you want him to do what you want and then you can do what you want. It's always the same thing. Use your eyes and fool the opponent.
Johan Cruyff will go down in history as the man who introduced the world to total football. The philosophy is basically what's practiced in matches all over the world today, where all players are comfortable in all positions and are flexible enough to switch around when necessary to create goals.
After retiring from playing in 1984, Cruyff became highly successful as a manager of Ajax and later Barcelona, where he injected the total football system into their youth academy, La Masia.
La Masia has since been responsible for some of the footballing world's best players, from Pep Guardiola to Lionel Messi. Here's former England striker Gary Lineker.
Well, clearly saddened because Johan Cruyff was, I suppose, for any football fan, certainly of my generation, one of the greatest players of all time and certainly goes into that category. I would say quite probably the best European footballer in history. Also, a very rare breed in the sense that not only was he a world-class footballer, but he was also a world-class coach, one of the great coaches of all time as well. Now, I can't think of anyone else who's done that. So he's unique in that sense, but also his great legacy to the sport, what he's given the sport and the style of his football and the grace and even, right through to the way Barcelona and Spain play nowadays, that's, largely down to his creation back in the time when he started a coaching and brought in La Masia at Barcelona, taught kids in a different style, etc. So the game owes a lot to him. In fact, he's done so much for the sport of football that I think anybody would be, I suppose, very sad to see him go.
Johan Cruyff's son, Jordi, is also a footballer. He's played for teams such as Barcelona, while Johan was manager, Manchester United, Alaves and Espanyol.
And I think that's the legacy, you know, to hear the Guardiola always talking about, you know, that a lot of his football vision, philosophy, you know, comes back to my father's philosophy, of course. It's a continuous legacy, so that's always a big pride for him, and that is football ideas are still being put into place nowadays.
The legend, however, has clearly made his mark in football, winning 3 Ballon d'Or awards, 3 straight European Cups as a player with Ajax, and when he managed Barcelona, led them to 4 La Liga titles and 1 European Championship title.
Cruyff in total scored 392 goals in 520 games over his 19-year playing career, and as a coach, won 242 of 387 matches.
You've got to picture the scene. Celtic at the time, I was a young 18-year-old kid. My favourite all-time player, you know, was probably Johan Cruyff at the time. For me, the best European player of all time by a mile. Never mind Platini, Beckenbauer. Well, at Celtic, we drew Ajax, so we were at home. We managed to get out of Glasgow with a 2-2 draw, and Cruyff was just absolutely magnificent. So we get to Amsterdam for the second one, and I scored probably one of the best goals I've ever scored in my life to make it 1-0. It was very similar to Archie Gemmell's against Holland in the World Cup, if people are old enough to recall. Anyway, we finish, and Celtic have won 2-1. George McCluskey got the winner with about 3 minutes to go, and we cannot believe in the European Cup in those days we have just put out Johan Cruyff and Ajax. So we're walking away up the tunnel, going round the perimeter of the stadium, and we're all singing and dancing all the way around. And I was about 10 yards ahead of some of the players, and when I went by, I could see Johan Cruyff on the treatment table, because we'd given him a bit of a kicking that night. And as I was going by, he actually looked out and he shouted me over. So I came in and shook his hand, and he gave me the top. And I thought to myself, and I stuck out my Celtic jumper, because I thought it was Johan Cruyff, number 14. The most iconic shot I could have ever dreamt of. So I went back to the dressing room, all the boys are in the shower, they're all singing and dancing, and I'm sitting there, and Danny McGrain, who for me is the best Celtic player of all time, says to me, "Whose shirt did you get?" I went, "Johan Cruyff, don't tell anybody." And then we get in the shower, getting washed, and we're all singing and dancing, and George McCluskey scored the winner, great friend of mine, turned round and said, "Whose shirt did you get?" And I said, "Oh, I don't really know, try to kid on that, you know, it didn't really matter." And I said, "Who did you get?" And he said, "Johan Cruyff." And I went straight to my bag to check it, and it was number 26. He gave me a false jumper, and it was just the dream of all dreams had collapsed. And yet that night was probably the best night that ever lasted in a Celtic jersey, because we beat Ajax and Johan Cruyff. The
We leave you now with some of our favourite quotes from the 3-time European Footballer of the Year, Johan Cruyff, who's never been known to mince his words. From Angeline Tay and me, Audrey Raj, we wish you a sporty weekend ahead. BFM 89.9.
Quality without results is pointless. Results without quality is boring.
Actually, I never make a mistake, because it takes a huge effort for me to make a mistake.
There is only one ball, so you need to have it.
Why couldn't you beat a richer club? I've never seen a bag of money score a goal.
If I wanted you to understand it all, I would have explained it better.
I don't believe in God. In Spain, all 32 players cross themselves. If it works, the game is always going to be a tie.
In my teams, the goalie is the first attacker and the striker the first defender.
In a way, I'm probably immortal.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table.
If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.